Mike. Is this a good time to bother you?
Oh, morning, Shirley. Well, it's as good a time as any. What can I do for you?
Well, Doug wants you to look over these estimates on future costs. And if they're all right, he says, could you initial each page down in the corner? Just there, please.
Oh, now, when you say future costs...
Well, they're provisional figures for the next financial year, based on the last 3 years and taking into account rising prices and the cost of living index.
Ah, next year, eh? Well, quite honestly, I'm not sure if I should...
Mike, can I... Oh, sorry, you're busy. Hello, Shirley.
Oh, hello. Dick, come on in.
It wasn't anything urgent. I just wanted to say, well, sorry you're going, but if that's what you've decided, then the best of luck.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Came as a real bolt from the blue, I must say. Last thing anyone expected.
Yes, me too. But a change is a good thing.
Excuse me, did you say something about going?
Oh, I'm sorry, Shirley. I was about to tell you. I made an official announcement to the editorial staff, and there's a memo going round to the other departments. I've given them my notice. I'm going to take up a job in Bath, editing a monthly magazine.
Oh, I didn't realise.
And that's why I'm not... I'm not sure it's really up to me to initial these figures for the next 12 months. Maybe you'd better tell Doug to hang on until they appoint the new editor.
When will that be?
Well, any time now. Milton Monk's already looking for someone.
But when you said you're going to take a job in Bath, does that mean you...
It means I'll be putting the house up for sale, yes. Obviously, I want to come and talk things over with you and Cliff. But you've got nothing to worry about, of course. You're sitting tenants. Whatever happens, you're safe in the basement flat.
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, well. You'll have to join the queue.
Oh, come in, Morris.
I thought I'd be the first to offer my congratulations, but I see you've been pinned at the post.
Thanks, Morris.
Oh, it's great news. I'm very glad for you.
I was just saying we're all going to miss him.
Oh, sure, sure. It'll mean a lot of changes. That's really what I wanted to talk to you about, Mike.
Oh?
I've got a few ideas I'd like to put forward before you leave. Points for the future that might be worth considering.
You mean for whoever takes over this job?
That's right. Mm. Whoever it is. There are some things I want to suggest, minor changes in the organisation. Things that might be worth discussing, anyhow.
Well, I can see you're never going to have time to look at these figures this morning.
Well, not right away.
Look, tell Doug I'll come down and see him later, okay?
Will do.
I'll come with you, Shirley. I have some expenses to file.
Oh, thanks, Dick, and I've got quite a lot on my plate at the moment.
Oh, that's true enough. Aye, there's a lot of things to be considered. And, as I say, I do have a few notions of my own.
Yes, well, we were just saying it's all happened so suddenly. But you seem to have adjusted to the idea pretty rapidly.
Well, that's what comes of being brought up at the back end of Glasgow. You learn to think fast.
Yes. Yes, I suppose you do.
I can't imagine the Herald without Mike, can you, Liz?
No. And I'm not sure I want to.
What do you mean?
Well, a good editor sets the tone of a newspaper, doesn't he? Not only the stuff that gets printed, in the office as well.
And you're afraid this team won't be the same under someone new?
Oh, well, just call me a natural pessimist and leave it at that. Oh, hello, what's this?
Oh, sorry, it's a telephone message I meant to tell you. Came through first thing.
Lady Thackeray? Goodness, I am being favoured.
She's the other daughter, isn't she? The sister of the one you interviewed?
Thelma Gough, yes, that's right. Sylvia Thackeray is the successful one. I suppose she's ringing to complain about the interview.
Well, you can tell her there are always two sides to every story.
Thank you, Dickon. You're a great comfort to me. Now, what's the number? I can't read the last figure.
It's meant to be a 7.
Ah. Well, if Lady Thackeray shows signs of turning ugly, I shall hand her over to you, and you can placate her with your... Oh, it's ringing.
Well, I'll leave you to it. Good luck.
No, don't run away.
Okay.
Yes. Good morning. My name is Warner. Liz Warner of the Hampstead Herald. I'd like to speak to Lady Thackeray, please. I'm sorry. I think there must be some mistake. I'm returning her call. She rang earlier and left a message. What? I see. Well, in that case, I can only... Hello? Hello? Well, how'd you like that? She's hung up on me.
She?
Well, not her ladyship, some snooty housekeeper by the sound of her. It appears since Lady Thackeray telephoned, she's changed her mind and does not now wish to speak to me after all.
Sulking, perhaps.
Oh, more than likely. Either that or else she's calmed down and decided it was all a storm in the teacup.
Well, I don't suppose it was your interview that annoyed her anyway. It was more likely that nasty little paragraph in Junior's Spellgrove's column.
Liz?
Yes, Morris?
When you've got a moment, Mike would like to have a word with you.
Well, thanks for coming in so promptly. I explained at the meeting my reasons for resigning, so I don't have to go through all that again.
Mike, before you go any further, let me say something. It sounds like a wonderful opportunity for you, and so, of course, I'm very happy about that. But as for the Herald, I think it's a terrible pity.
Oh, well, it's very kind of you. I appreciate it.
No, I mean it. When you go, the paper's bound to have a totally new style, a new approach.
Well, yes, and I should hope that the Herald would benefit from that. A pretty shaky organization if it couldn't survive a change of editor.
All right, all right. So I'm an old-fashioned conservative.
Oh, I'd never describe you like that.
Well, not politically. I mean, I like the Herald the way it is. What you've made of it.
Now, the time is definitely right for some changes. But, of course, a lot depends on who the new editor will be.
Well, I don't suppose there's much doubt about that, is there? He'll just move into your chair amid general rejoicing.
You mean Morris?
Well, who else? He's one of Milton Monk's bright lads, and he's always been ambitious.
Well, I certainly think Morris will apply for it, yes. But the job has got to be advertised. There'll be a good many people putting in applications.
I suppose so. Well, I'll just keep my fingers crossed.
Mm. You and Morris have never really hit it off, have you?
Let's say we respect one another and we keep our distance. In fact, we work together pretty well, all things considered. But the thought of having to work for him, having Morris tell me what to do...
It needn't necessarily be like that, you know.
You mean he won't automatically get the job?
Well, the new editor doesn't even have to be a man, does he?
A woman editor? On a big weekly paper?
That's not unknown. In fact, that's really why I called you in, Liz. I want to put forward an idea.
Go on.
When Milton invites applications for the post, how about you putting in for it?
What's wrong with it, Morris? Did I put in too much salt?
Sorry? What did you say?
The casserole. I know I overdid the seasoning a bit.
No, it's fine. Very tasty. Actually, it's fabulous.
You've hardly touched it.
I'm enjoying it. It's just I was thinking about something else.
It could get cold.
Where's that bit of paper? I just want to make a couple of notes while we're fresh in my mind.
Can't you do that later?
No, it won't take me a second. Only if I don't jot them down right away, I might forget. I've had this idea for reshaping the whole of the newsroom staff, changing the setup.
Just tell me one thing. Is it going to be like this all the time from now on?
What do you mean?
It was bad enough before, but now you're just living with that damn newspaper every minute of the day.
Oh, sorry, but it's on my mind, you see. We can improve the efficiency of the reporting team 100% if
oh,
we...
Oh, tell me later, Morris. Finish your supper first, eh?
Yeah. Sorry, Cressy. I'm being a crashing bore, aren't I? But you see, I've never had an opportunity like this before. I mean, there was the Newbury job, but this...
You really think you're going to get it, don't you?
Well, let's say I stand a better chance than anyone else. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I suppose so.
As soon as Mike finished making his little speech to us all this morning, I went and typed out my formal application and posted it off to Milton Monk.
That was the letter you were working on yesterday evening, wasn't it?
What do you mean?
I saw some of the efforts you'd started and torn up.
Well, I believe in being prepared.
You knew about it before Mike made his announcement, didn't you?
Cressy, don't ask difficult questions, eh?
In other words, Milton had already...
All I can say is, I have every reason to hope that my application will be considered favourably. Right?
Yes, I see.
Be happy for me, Cressy. This could be the best thing that ever happened in my life.
Best thing?
Professionally speaking, I mean. The very best thing that ever happened to me was you.
Panic over. It was only Jane yelling because her teddy had fallen out of the bed and she thought she'd lost him.
Oh, good. Settled down again, did she?
Yeah, she was only half awake. By the way, I just remembered, wasn't this the evening you were going to go to the boatyard? Didn't you say something to Mr. Tully?
Oh, I didn't say any special evening, darling.
Yes, but you did promise him you'd give him a hand with those accounts.
Well, I'll probably go tomorrow night. One day more or less won't make any difference.
Well, if you're sure.
Darling, I'm not going to go out tonight and leave you on your own.
Well, I'm not on my own. I can always watch the telly with Arthur.
You know what I mean. After Mike suggesting you should try for the editorship, I don't want to leave you wrestling with that all by yourself.
You're a nice man, Mr. Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Well, not nice, actually. Practical. We've got to talk about it, haven't we?
All right. I don't think for a minute I'd guess it anyhow. I don't suppose Milton Monk would even consider employing a female editor.
Why, he's got to consider it. It'd be sexual discrimination if he doesn't.
Oh, he wouldn't say that was the objection. But he'd make jolly sure there was some other reason for turning you down.
Liz, Mike wouldn't take the trouble to suggest it if he didn't think you were in with a chance.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. But I don't even know if I'd be any good at it.
Well, you're a very good woman's page editor. It's only a difference in scale, surely.
No, no, it's not. It's a whole new world. There'd be a million different things to learn. Things I never had to think about before.
Liz, do you want to do it?
Well, I really don't know. It's all so complicated. I mean, think of it from the family point of view. My work keeps me busy enough as it is. If I were the editor of the Herald, you'd see even less of me than you do now.
Darling, we'd manage. You know we would.
I know you would. But it's not really fair to you. And it's not fair to the children.
Is it what you want?
Yes. If things were different, I'd like to take a crack at it, but...
Oh, but nothing. Listen to me. I think you should apply for the job.
Well, I'm sure I wouldn't get it anyway.
Well, then you've got nothing to lose by trying. And if you did get it, I'll do everything I can to help make it work. I'll support you every way I possibly can. You know that.
Oh, Peter. Yes, I do know that. Thank you.